back. We're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're doing a little Father's Day celebration here in the studio, and I'm fortunate to have a couple of my good friends and beer drinking and wine drinking and deer hunting buddies of mine. Barbecue Bob is out on business. We're going to be connecting with him in the next segment, talk a little bit about what's going up there in Canada, hey. But right now, joining us in the studio, I've got Chef Mike Whitman. He's an educator, and he's forgot more about cooking than I'll ever know. And we're going to be bouncing a lot of ideas and getting some recommendations from him. But also joining us right now is a gentleman named Steve Siciliano, owns Siciliano's Market on the west side of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Those of you that are all over the state, you're going to wish you had one of these in your backyard like I do, because we're about to take a little dive into some fun things for Dad for Father's Day. And Steve, welcome to the show.
Jeff, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you're here, too. So let's get right after this. You are a purveyor of fine wines. Your store has, I don't know the number, but I'm going to not exaggerate and say 500 or 600 different craft beers in there. It may be more than that.
It might be more than that. Maybe my employees know, but I've never counted them.
Yeah, so. Right. No reason to. Yeah. They're not on the shelf long. They're in and out of there. But what I've always been impressed with is the knowledge of your staff and you yourself with regard to what it is that you guys do, because it can be overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming. And one of the things we're very proud about is our staff makes our store, and our staff is very, very passionate. They know everything about craft beer, fine wines, quality spirits, and beer and winemaking supplies. So our store has gotten a lot of accolades over the years, but it's because of our staff.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's a testament to you, because you're leading that effort. But so let's talk a little bit about, I want to buy Dad a cigar. And if Mom is walking into your store, what are the two or three things that she needs to know about Dad to help you help her?
Well, one of the first things I ask somebody who's buying a cigar as a gift for somebody else is, how often do they smoke cigars? Because that kind of tells me if they're an occasional cigar smoker, I usually steer them to something mild to medium. If they tell me that they smoke a lot of cigars, then I'll usually go with maybe some Nicaraguan blends, a little bit stronger, fuller flavor. And then I always also ask what size they like, because there's all kinds of sizes. And, of course, price range. We have cigars anywhere from $2 up to $18.
So. Right, per stick.
Per stick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So I see you brought some cigars with you today. Let's talk a little bit about this, because they're kind of unique.
They are unique. They're made by Perdomo Cigars. They have a facility in Nicaragua. And when I first saw these, I thought it was a bit of gimmicky, but believe me, they're not. Perdomo makes great cigars, and these cigars are blended to go with craft beers. Perdomo calls it the craft beer series, the special craft beer selection. And they have three different blends or three different wrappers. One's a Connecticut wrap, one's a sun-grown wrap, and one's a Maduro wrap. And they're designed to go, the Connecticut wrap is, they call the Pilsner. The sun-grown wrap, they call the Amber. And the Maduro wrap, they call the Stout. And these are designed to go with craft beers. So, and they're very, very, very good cigars.
So for somebody that doesn't know the difference, you just started out, we can draw the parallel. A Pilsner's a light beer. A red is a red. A stout is a very dark beer. That's kind of where these wrappers go, and it's kind of from mild to bold.
To bold, that's right? Correct. So if somebody wanted to drink a Pilsner or a wheat beer or a Kolsch, nice summertime drinking beers, we definitely would pair it up with the Pilsner wrap or the Connecticut wrap. Some Irish ales, some amber ales, and so on would go with the sun-grown wrap, and stouts, porters, barley wines, and so on would go well with the Maduro wrap, which they call the stout.
Right. Pretty cool. So obviously you've got this whole cigar thing down. You've got a couple walk-in humidors there at the store. What I would encourage people to do is not be intimidated by this process, but be curious, right?
Exactly right. Folks sometimes can get intimidated by anything we sell, whether it's cigars or wine or craft beer. And what we try to do is really put folks at ease and encourage questions. I'm a novice at this. I don't know much. And we try to put folks at ease and say there are no stupid questions.
Right. So. Chef Mike, the culinary school actually has a beer-making curriculum now, don't they?
Absolutely. We've completed one full year of educating potential craft beer brewers, and so far the placement of those who have moved through the one-year certificate program are all working in industry, and we're having great success.
Well, that's cool. So a big part of the craft beer industry is pairing food with it. Let's talk a little bit about pairing food with a cigar. Now, I don't want to catch you offline here, but Steve just put it on us, so what are you thinking about that?
Well, I would certainly think the cigar would come at the end of the meal.
Right.
And at that point, maybe you're pulling some smoked cheeses that you might have done on your grill with whatever flavored smoke you'd want. Obviously, with cheeses, you have to cold smoke them, so you're going to have an offset heat source. And then the cheese, perhaps, on a rack over some ice so that you don't melt the cheese. I would also wrap it up with some cheesecloth, and that helps it keep its shape while it's getting smoked. So I might have a cigar. I might have a nice stout and some cheese that would go well with that, like blue vein cheeses, things like that. If I was going to go towards more of the Pilsner end, the lighter end, I might, after the meal, have some brie and some nuts and fruit, and then enjoy that lighter cigar with some a nice Pilsner.
I'd say he stepped up and hit that curveball.
That was fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, when we were down in Nicaragua in January, we smoked some cigars with coffee. And it was amazing how well that went. And my wife, Barb, who doesn't really smoke a lot of cigars, you could hardly pry that cigar out of her hand with that coffee. So.
Very cool. Steve, you do a lot of beer making and wine making, which those are also very good Father's Day gifts because there's kits available, aren't there?
Yes, we sell equipment kits for both beer and wine. For around about $100, you can get a starter kit for beer, starter kit for wine. And there are different levels of beer making and wine making, from very easy to complicated. A good analogy I like using is you're a fisherman, you're a trout fisherman, and I love to fly fish on Little Manistee River, PM, right, and so on. But making wine is real similar to fishing. You could sit in a rowboat and fish with a cane pole for bluegills, or you can go fly fishing on the Little Manistee. Very simple to fly fish with a cane pole, very complicated to do fly fishing for trout. But winemaking is similar to that. You've got as far as you want it to go, as complicated as you want it to go. So,
very cool. But if somebody was interested in getting a kit for Dad for Father's Day to get him started, they could certainly come into your place or others like it. But here in West Michigan, it's Siciliano's. And you're going to walk in, and there's going to be somebody there that can guide you through the process.
We always have folks on hand to help people, and we really enjoy getting people in the beer making and wine making
process. So for those two or three questions that mom or the son or daughter needs to know to answer for, I want to get Dad a wine making kit. He's always talked about it. What two or three things should they know so you can help them?
Again, we ask them what they want to make wine out of, and the easiest way to make wine, and it makes very good wine, is what's called an ingredients kit. For anywhere from $60 to $120, you can put this kit together with the equipment, of course, and produce 120 bottles, or not, I'm sorry, you can produce 30 bottles of wine.
So 30 bottles of wine?
30 bottles of wine, and it makes very, very, very good wine.
For $100.
That's the easiest way to do it. Now, if somebody says he wants to make wine from fresh fruits, vegetables, then we would certainly tell him how to do that as well.
All right, very cool. Well, Steve, if you could stick around for another segment, we have just scratched the surface on the things I want to touch upon. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob is somewhere up there in Canada, eh? We're going to give him a call.